Time now for business news. When a new environmental director takes over in Alabama next month, he'll step into a politically charged battle involving timber, the state's biggest industry. At issue, who's on the board that oversees Alabama's Department of Environmental Management? Powerful land interests have sued to remove two commissioners who favor tougher enforcement of environmental regulations. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
You can hear duck hunters in the distance from the shoreline at Alabama's Blakely State Park. It's deep in the heart of the Mobile-Tensaw River Delta, where four of the state's major rivers drain into Mobile Bay.
And they all come together in a collage of streams and lakes and oxbow lakes and bayous.
Casey Calloway, executive director of Mobile Bay Watch Bay Keeper, is sitting on a pier overlooking the tea-colored water. Behind her are ancient live oaks and cypress trees dripping with Spanish moss.
Up the Alabama River, you can see along the walls when the tide is low, you can see 40,000-year-old sand dollars. From that far upstream, we're talking 100 miles in-stream from the Gulf. So this is an amazingly unique place.
The region ranks fourth in biodiversity in the United States. But that's not the whole story, Calloway says.
While we're number four for biodiversity in the country, we are number one for species lost, especially in the aquatics. So we keep losing species over and over again.
Calloway blames the losses on decades of poor environmental protection by a weak Alabama Department of Environmental Management, known as ADEM. The agency was created in the late 70s as a one-stop permitting department for industry and has never really been staffed or funded to adequately monitor and enforce environmental regulations. The result, Calloway says, is that polluters get away with repeat violations.
There's no hammer here. There's no enforcement here. Consistently, you'll find that ADEM lets you do what you want to do. And it's putting people's lives and health at risk.
Alabama spends less than a dollar per person on environmental protection, among the lowest in the country. Federal regulators have threatened to take over programs because of inadequate funding. It's a problem that's high on the agenda of the four newest members of the Alabama Environmental Management Commission, the appointed board that oversees ADEM. In a series of 4-3 votes, the panel has taken a more proactive approach than in years past, directing the agency to change the way it does business.
I think that we're ultimately just trying to do what's right.
Birmingham attorney Kenneth Hairston is one of those four commissioners, all appointed by former Governor Don Siegelman, a Democrat. He says the four don't always vote together, but they do seem to share a similar philosophy.
There is some general belief that we can do more to protect the citizens in terms of the environmental laws that we try to enforce or try to find ways to enforce them more.
Their latest move was to fire ADEM Director Jim War, who had been with the agency since it was founded. Hairston says War resisted their efforts to change. A storm of conflict resulted. A coalition of industry and agriculture groups sued two of the commissioners who voted to fire the longtime director. Hairston wonders if the groups have a vested interest in the status quo.
At least that's the appearance you get when you have forces from the regulated industry initiating lawsuits to get commissioners who have voted their conscience off the commission because they don't like the vote.
One of those groups is the Alabama Forestry Association, which represents the state's timber interests, from landowners to loggers to pulp and paper manufacturers, a $13 billion a year industry and one of the most powerful forces in the state. Executive Vice President John McMillan is clear about why the industry sued to remove the commissioners now.
As long as there were no changes in the leadership out there, it didn't much matter who was on the commission, but it becomes a lot more important as to whether they're qualified or not when they're fixing to make a major decision.
Those decisions could impact timber operations, which are now largely self-regulated through an agreement between ADEM and the Alabama Forestry Commission. Loggers are expected to voluntarily comply with what's known as best management practices, procedures designed to protect the environment, shielding stream beds from erosion, for example. McMillan says despite criticisms, the system has worked for decades.
To a lot of people, you know, that's not really what they want. They have other agendas. There are people that don't want trees cut at all, for example. There are people that don't want wildlife managed. There are people that don't, you know, you got all of these little minority groups that think they know better than the landowner how everything ought to be done, but we'll put our record against theirs or anybody else's in the environmental contributions that we make to the state of Alabama.
McMillan says environmental groups that have been pushing for reform don't understand the agency's function in state government.
A lot of people think that that ADM should be an attack dog, and it's not. Its role is that of a watchdog.
But Casey Calloway of Mobile Baywatch says the citizens of Alabama are finally ready for that role to change. In a state where people historically don't like the idea of government telling you what to do with your property, she says it took a long time to feel the impact of weak environmental regulation.
Now some of the riversides and riverfronts that industry has built on, people want to live there now. They move to an area where they've got an industry that's very used to dumping large quantities of something they shouldn't be dumping into a river body, and they don't like it, and they realize they don't like it. So I think the public has finally come to awareness that ADEM isn't doing their job and isn't doing what's needed to protect us.
Calloway says she can tell the culture is changing by the number of Mobile area politicians, both Democrat and Republican, who come to her for endorsements. She says they know they have to be environmentally sound to win. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
Tomorrow, our series on people reinventing themselves through their work continues with an accountant trading in red ink for gold sequins. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.